Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself, lift up yourself, you judge of the earth. Reward the proud for what they've done. How long, Lord, will the wicked triumph? How long will they utter and speak hard things, and all the sinners boast? Well, vengeance belongs to God. And as we're told elsewhere, vengeance belongs to me, God says, and I will repay. This is a great comfort because we all have a sense that, oh, that's not fair, and I must punish that person who has done what is unjust. But it is God who is the judge, and it is he to whom vengeance belongs. This is a very basic principle. So we must never try to seek revenge. We must never try and hit back at those who have acted unjustly to us, because vengeance is mine, God says, and I will repay. And David understood this here, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. How long, he's saying, are the wicked going to go on? Well, this is the cry of all the faithful, and of course the answer is, how long? Until Jesus comes back. That's the answer. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, they murder the fatherless. And they say, Yahweh won't see, neither will the God of Jacob pay attention. No, of course God sees, but the fact that God doesn't judge immediately means that people think they can get away with it. But they can't, and it's the same with us. Because God doesn't respond visibly to what we do immediately, doesn't mean that he doesn't notice. And it's the same with the good things we do. God doesn't sort of suddenly burst out and say, oh, well done, you did so well. He doesn't do that. And this is where faith comes in. Understand, you fools among the people, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, can he not see? Of course, God sees and hears all things. He who punishes the nations, will he not correct? He that teaches man knowledge, doesn't he know? The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they're vanity. So God is looking at the thoughts of every man. That's incredible, but it's true. Blessed is the man whom you chasten, O Lord, and you teach him out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Well, as Paul says, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. This is amazing, that although it can appear that God is absent, he is not. That is only as it seems to us. God is very, very sensitive. But judgment is going to result in righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? The answer to that is, who's going to stand up for me? Well, it's God. And when is he going to stand up? Not necessarily in this life, but when Jesus comes back. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had lived in silence. When I said, my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, held me up. Rather like Peter, when he thought he was drowning, and he was starting to drown, Jesus held him up. Despite all the many thoughts inside me, your comforts delight my soul. There's a picture of a man who's got a lot of things going on in his head, coming to absolute peace, because he believes in the end that God is going to come through for us. Shall the throne of sinners have fellowship with you, those who frame mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he will bring upon them their own sin, and he will cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, the Lord our God will cut them off. But he's going to do that at the day of judgment. And this is why we keep looking forward to the coming of Jesus, because this is when vengeance and justice are going to be paid.